Why? Because a Christian walk is a lifelong process. We get fatigued. We get frustrated because we know we're supposed to make different decisions, better decisions, right? It's hard work. And so we stay immature. You know, the Apostle Paul talks about that. It's time for you to stop suckling your mother's milk. It's time for you to start eating real food. That's what the Apostle Paul said to the church. There are so many projects that we start that we lose interest, whether it's models or our Christian walk, or whether it's losing weight or getting our finances in order. You get halfway there, you're making progress, and then you lose interest. In parenting, you start with enthusiasm, right? And then about 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks into it, you're like, oh man, I'm so tired waking up at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, right? We don't get any sleep. Anybody been there? Yeah. And then that enthusiasm, all of a sudden, at least in our house, all of a sudden we had a teenager in the house. It was just about that fast, right? And anybody know the Chinese torture? You know, the drips of water? You know what I'm talking about? Drip, 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 drip. Anybody getting tired of hearing me say that yet? Drip, drip, drip. And after a while, you're like, okay, whatever. Right? Yeah. Whatever. They wear you down, you begin to make compromises, and you back off, and you have a child that's halfway built who is susceptible to the enemy. Parents, don't relinquish the responsibility and the trust that God, the creator of the universe, gave to you. Halfway there is one of the hardest places to be. In the midst of this frustration, we've got to be proactive. If we look at verse 9, back up just a little bit. Nehemiah tells us in verse 9, "But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat." Sometimes in the midst of fatigue, in the midst of frustration, it's not that you back off, but it's the fact that you double up on your efforts. There are several things I want you to notice in this prayer of Nehemiah's. As followers of Jesus, first of all, we fight by praying. We fight by praying. Let's say that together. We fight by praying. Now that you know what I want, let's say it again. We fight by praying. It says in Ephesians, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray in the Spirit at all times." Now, I'm not talking about speaking in tongues, although I believe in that. It's a gift of the Spirit. But this is just talking about praying. Pray all the time. Praying in the Spirit is this. It's not, "Dear God, I'm in this hard spot. Get me out of this situation. Please, 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 God, in Jesus' name, amen." No. It's, "Dear God, you know my situation. I want to be in your will. Let your will be done." That is what praying in the Spirit is about. It's making yourself available to God, no matter what the cost, including your own life, for God's greater purpose. So the first thing we do is fight by praying. We don't stop praying. There are too many Christians who have said to me over the years, "Pastor, we are in this situation and I've been praying for God to help us and nothing is happening." Well, the thing is, in that, when you've been through that situation, many of you have, you've also got to be proactive in what you do. If you're trying to get out of debt and you're still going out to eat and you're still spending money on your Visa or MasterCard, you got to change the habits, right? If you do the same old thing, you're going to get the same old results, right? You got to change what you do to get new and different and hopefully better results. Here's the second thing. You have to persevere. If we look at verse 15, "When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work." Success is the result of a lifelong commitment in the same direction.